Great. Well, thank you so much, Matthias, for joining me today here in Nice at the World Seed Congress.
You bet. Pleasure to be here.
It's a big week for Corteva Agriscience as you became a standalone company on June 1st. It's also a big week for the international seed industry as we are here in Nice, France for the International Seed Federation's World Seed Congress. Before we talk about Corteva, I'd like to talk about you for a minute. You're the Director of Open Innovation, Technology Acquisition and Licensing for Corteva. It's actually your first time here at the World Seed Congress. Why did you decide to attend this year?
Yeah, it's a good question. I think this year is particularly interesting because, of course, we're launching a new company. And this is a great place to be in the midst of our industry. And I think it's very significant to be here, particularly also within the European context. For us, it's a great opportunity to make connections and to actually talk about our open innovation platform.
Now, for anyone who doesn't know by now, Corteva is the spin-off company resulting from the merger of Dow and DuPont. You had quite a long history with DuPont Pioneer, about 13 years to be exact. How does it feel for you to be part of a new company like Corteva, especially when so much attention is being paid to it, like we're seeing right now here in Nice?
Yeah, so it's been a fantastic journey, actually, the entire merge a couple of years ago and then working towards this spin-off, which we're executing right now. Before being with DuPont Pioneer and now Corteva, I was with startup companies. And so I've seen how startup companies go through the build phase, then they go IPO, then perhaps they have a division that gets spun off and so on and so forth. Actually, that's how I made it to DuPont Pioneer. It was through an acquisition of a spin-off. And today at Corteva, we have a bit of the same feel. It's very exciting. There's a lot of energy. People work hard. And what's perhaps different here is it's a huge spin-off. It's a lot of people. It's also a very deep pipeline of products, both in crop protection and in seeds. And so these are the products that can make a difference in the world. So it feels very exciting to be part of this.
You mentioned that Corteva possesses the energy of a startup, a new company. What kind of energy do you feel at Corteva, and how does that help drive the work that you're doing?
So Corteva was founded really around innovation. And I think that's this focus on innovation in order to develop great products that galvanizes everybody in the company. That's sort of which provides us the energy. And, you know, it's a company that's really founded from the start around innovation. The mother companies, all the way back to 1926, when the hybrid corn company was founded by Henry Wallace. It was founded around innovation because at the time it was to bring a new innovation, hybrid seed, to farmers in the Midwest. And since then, there's been many, many more innovations. And I think this entire focus on innovation is really what galvanizes everybody. It's a company of scientists.
This week here in Nice today, in fact, you're holding an open innovation forum here at the World Seed Congress. For you, what is open innovation and why is it important for Corteva?
Yeah, open innovation is a concept that we believe strongly in. It's something that helps us connect with scientists all over the world, innovators. A couple of years ago, we put together a Open Innovation Portal, which is really a point of entry for innovators all over the world to come and connect with us. Through that portal, we basically say what our interests are, what our fields of interest are. And what we're also doing, for example, is we're posting calls for grant proposals, or we do crowdsourcing, or we have a connection point for people who want to take a license to certain technologies. And so open innovation is a way for us to exchange, to enter into these collaborations, to make available our technologies to those collaborations in order to innovate faster. You know, early on, we realized that we cannot innovate alone, right? The global scientist community is much better than your own scientists, even if our scientists are very good. So that's our concept of open innovation.
You mentioned crowdsourcing. You have a really cool story to tell around that. Can you tell that to our audience?
Yeah, so I mean, we've done this for a little while now, but one example that I can give, which perhaps resonates, is, you know, as a company that is involved like us in breeding, we generate a tremendous amount of data. So we have to deal with big data. And sometimes that's very labor intensive. It takes a lot of people to painstakingly go through that data. So a little while ago, one of our scientists decided to automate the process of analyzing the data. And so he elaborated an algorithm which took care of this processing. Unfortunately, the algorithm had about an 80% success rate, which really wasn't good enough. And what occurred to him is that perhaps he could use the crowd to try to improve upon his algorithm. And so we posted a challenge in collaboration with Innocentiv, which is a crowdsourcing organization. And in a matter of 2 months, we got an algorithm which got us to about 99% of success. So that's been just a beautiful example how data scientists all over the world can participate and help in solving some of our problems.
What's next? Can you give us a sneak peek at where this concept of open innovation is going to lead Corteva? And what are you going to show people here at the World Seed Congress this week?
Yeah, so we are certainly committed to practicing open innovation. We're going to continue to do what we're doing. We're probably going to accelerate it. Here at the World Seed Congress, we actually just launched a new call for proposals, which just came out. And it's about developing in collaboration an epithelial insect cell system. So it's very sciencey, but it's about developing a tool that would allow us to test new insect actives, but also develop new traits for insect control. As we move forward, there will be more crowdsourcing, there will be more calls for proposals. Actually, the next few crowdsourcing events that are going to be happening are going to be in the crop protection field, really to enhance our ability to develop natural products that act as insect protectants, or basically the new wave of crop protectants. And so that's what's going to come next. Stay tuned.
Looking forward to it. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.